This is the Surrey Storm podcast.
Fans of the golden age of Surrey Storm will be well aware of the next guest, Steph Bellow. Great to speak to you here on the Surrey Storm podcast. Let's have a word about the news that you're part of the new Netball America squad.
Yeah.
Nuts. That's nice. How did that come about?
Yeah, so you know, we've spoken before, Andy. So I left the UK 8 years ago and moved to the US and very limited netball here, of course. Played in a couple of US Open tournaments, so as part of Netball America with a Houston team. But of course, I'm in North Carolina. So, you know, netball very limited, a little bit in New York. And then I had my first baby in 2020, been COVID, had a second baby since then, and been zero netball. So kind of, you know, given up that I won't really play anymore, even local league, which is, I was looking for something to play for fun. And then by complete chance, there was an announcement that the new president of Netball America, Natasha Ainslie Thomas, she's actually from the UK as well, is the new president, and she is based not far from me. So really kind of crazy coincidence. I came across that information, and she actually has a club as well called Carolina Net. So basically there was a local club for the first time ever near me in North Carolina. Yeah. So I started to play for them. And really just as a way to get back into shape after having the baby. So I had started doing Orange Theory. I know you guys have it in the UK as well. So Orange Theory is a super cool gym concept with HIIT workouts, and wanted to get back into shape again. So I started doing that. Carolina Nets came up. I thought, great, I get to play netball for a bit of fun. Great group of people. It's mixed as well. And another way to meet other people, obviously, whilst I'm here, a lot of Brits. Caribbean, I think a couple from, one from New Zealand as well, and a couple of Americans. So as I'm just, you know, kind of playing and getting back into it, there's a conversation that there are these trials, is it worth going in for? And never in a million years did I think I'd be doing this, especially I'm 43 after second baby, about really with 44 this year. So anyway, so I kind of just did it. There was, you know, trial videos and jumps and agility tests and throwing and passing stuff I, you know, used to do all the time and haven't done for, you know, over 10 years. And then amazingly was selected. So there's two teams. There's a Stars and Stripes team. So the Stars is the performance team. So the team that I guess is, the main team. And then you have the Stripes, which is the development team, which will be for players as they come up through grassroots, through netball, because obviously it's not very big here at all. So they're trying to develop it a lot more and get it into the Olympics. So I'm part of the Stars team and was selected to go to Dubai to represent Netball America in Dubai Sevens. So it's nuts having played Bournemouth Sevens for so many years and then going to Dubai Sevens. So they're taking two teams, one ladies team, one mixed team. So I'm going with the mixed team, which I'm thrilled about. That's going to be a ball because I used to love playing mixed netball. And then, I'll be playing on my 44th birthday. So it's pretty funny to me and my husband and we'll have to see how my whole body holds up, but I've been back training, have like an S&C program, like I haven't done this in forever, and like I said, on the back of balancing two little ones, my baby's 7 months, so just getting back into it all.
I suppose the next question then was, I mean, were things, was it quite easy to get back into things?
No, is the answer. So I started after she was about 10 weeks old. And like I said, I found Orange Theory. So it's like HIIT workouts between rowing, treadmill and weights. And there's one not far from me. And I just gave it a go and loved it. I thought it was really up my street in terms of working out. So I started doing that. And that was, to be fair, the only reason that I had any shot at being in any kind of shape. And then it was just by chance netball came up with Carolina Net. Probably a couple of months after that, and I'd been training again. I thought, okay, I can do this for fun. Yeah. And then it started to get a little bit more serious. I was like, wait, there's a lot of work. But I've been loving it. It's been so much fun. And I tell you what's been lovely for the first time is having, I have a 3.5-year-old and a 7-month-old, but my 3-year-old to come and just watch me play, which has been lovely. Like, I've never had that opportunity. So that's been amazing. Yeah, so I go to LA next weekend. So the first tournament and first training and practice will be LA. So we go there next weekend. We have another session somewhere on the East Coast in October. They haven't confirmed location yet. I go to New Orleans to play in the US Open in November. And then Dubai will be December.
You moved to the US, mm-hmm. like you said, a good few years now. Mm-hmm. More women's basketball will be all over the TV and maybe not netball as such. That'd be right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, netball is, you have to explain the sport as you do with most Americans here won't know it. But yeah, basketball is hugely prominent. But as soon as you start to explain it, and actually, I think netball was invented here, funnily enough. It was like a spin-off of a female version of basketball, but never really kicked off here. But they're really pushing it. The Netball America is the largest governing body here for netball. And they do a lot of work in whether it's charity work, whether it's developing the sport, bringing sport and health to women. So it's a really, really cool organization. And I'll have to get Natasha to come and chat to you, Andy. You'd love her. And she's from the UK too and plays netball.
So you'd be most welcome. Wonderful. For those people that don't know as well, Netball America present in about 33 US states and 50 member clubs at least. So the yes. size, it's a respectable level.
It is. It's growing. And I'll tell you where it's really prominent. It's in the, in New York, in Texas area, in DC, Florida and West Coast and Chicago as well. I think has quite a few teams. So it's getting bigger and bigger. And Atlanta, there's a team in Atlanta as well. So it's getting bigger and bigger as things go on, which has been amazing. The last 8 years, I've seen it grow. As we get more, there's more, a lot of expats here as well. So that's one that's part of it. But it's been great to see so many more Americans play. And there's now an American team with Americans on it. I mean, of course, you know, there's going to be a smattering of us that are not originally from here. But it's getting bigger and the push really is World University Games and the Olympics.
How about training as such? Because no doubt with this team, you'd be based all over the country.
Mm-hmm. So it's very different, right? So we have a program, I know. So it's limited in terms of you've got to get on a flight just to get to training somewhere. I mean, I've got to go to LA to go to the first practice, which is West Coast. So, you know, it's two flights and 5-6 hours. I mean, I can get to the UK quicker. But what we have is remote S&C plans. So you have remote plans, you have check-ins with coaches. We have a whole program of what we need to follow. And then we'll have the in-person practices and then the remote sessions as well. So that's what they do. So they manage it really well.
Have you been happy with the almost standard of the rest of your teammates? What are you like as a group?
Yeah, really good. It's been lovely. Like it's been, you know, because you don't know what you're coming into. And I haven't played in, you know, for a long time as well. But you have a real mix of people who have played and from different countries as well. You've got some guys that are playing as well. And then you've got people that are fresh to the sport. I mean, we have a couple in our team who are both ex-athletes, so track athletes and a high jumper, never played netball, and they're so good. I mean, you know, a little bit of work in terms of strategy. And of course, if you haven't played it at school and been aware of it and been part of your life since you're a kid, but they're so good. Their ability, their, you know, change of direction, even the footwork, turning over ball. So it's been a real pleasure to kind of work with that. You have these really experienced players. You have players that have played for a long time. You have old, younger players. And then you have this group of athletes who clearly have the athletic ability and netball is new to them and they're learning the sport. So that's been a lot of fun. So trying to get a little bit involved in the coaching side as well, just anywhere that I can help and support and input. But that's been a real different dynamic and I've really enjoyed that challenge.
You said then you're obviously part of this squad. Exciting times ahead. Tell me more about the ways we can keep an eye on what you get up to next.
Sure. So there'll be a lot of postings on Netball America. And then I'm going to start putting things on Facebook. I'm not a social media person. Not going to lie, Andy. I have to up my game. But
that's why it took me 3 months to get in touch with you.
I know, right?
No.
I know. Old school. So, but everything has been posted on Netball America. And there's a Fly to Dubai hashtag as well. So we're doing this sponsorship piece about how many miles we can do from a working out and training perspective. And then looking at sponsorship as well, because it's not as big a sport, of course, as in the UK, but looking to put money into it. So everything on the Netball America website and Facebook page.
I maybe don't want to ask you this, but I'll close in saying something like, it would be amazing if netball got into the Olympics. And perhaps the fact that netball in America isn't as big as supported as it is in Europe and the rest of the world could be a key factor. Any thoughts on that, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we've been saying this for years in the UK that if netball, if America, it's terrible, really, but the idea was if America were to get a team, would it then get into the Olympics, right? And I think that would be a push just because it's a huge country, one of the largest countries in the world that would then have a team. So I think that would make a difference. And it'll be interesting to see where it goes to, because it's not a played sport here. But then you look at how, I mean, I'm going to say soccer. Obviously, it's football, but known as soccer here. You know, women's soccer, because women's football just doesn't ring true here. It's huge now. Every female, you know, my stepdaughter's friends, they all play, as we know, football over here. And that's been a huge sport and kicked off now. And I mean, I love the fact of how well England did in the World Cup this year over America. But it's got bigger and bigger. So that's what we're hoping for as well. And like I said, even just the last 8 years, what I've seen, the development of netball over here has been phenomenal. I mean, there's no way I could have had an opportunity to play when I first moved over here on a regular basis. And now I'm going to training every week. Fantastic. And in UK, in New York, you'll have actual courts down here. You don't have a court. I mean, you have to put markings down. I mean, we've had to use chalk on concrete. I mean, that's how old school it'll have to get a little bit here. But we have indoor courts where you can put tape down and you can lay down the court. In New York, you already have courts laid out. So that will start to get bigger and bigger.
Final word on Storm, to keep an eye on them from afar.
Still I do, of course. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I just saw Rianne, funnily enough, and Nader. I came over and chat to Becky when I can. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that will always be a huge part of my heart and my love. And funny, if I was speaking the other day, somebody was in Guildford and we were talking about Surrey Storm. So, yes. So absolutely. So I keep an eye on it. I need to go and see some games though. I haven't had a chance. Every time I come over, it's off season. And I speak to Camilla all the time as well, obviously, that's Mavericks head coach now. So really just that's the wonderful part of netball. I mean, my best friends come from that sport. So it's always, always in my heart. And it's lovely now to be able to make some new ones being over here.
We can keep an eye on your performance on the Netball America website and socials online. And you'll be really looking forward to it, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. I mean, I'm hoping the training goes well and I'll have my first proper run out in LA next weekend, as in proper full-on games on a sprung court and, you know, playing actual netball in a full-on tournament will be my first time in years. So I'm super excited about that.
Brilliant, Steph. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Thanks, Andy.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.